Is there any relief in the fact that the interception streak is over and you can sort of just stop talking about it?
No, there's not. I don't think there is. You know, when you get on a groove like that, it's exciting and fun, and you keep things going with your efficiency and taking care of the football. So, no, it's, you know, I don't think there's any relief. Maybe the only relief is not being asked about it every week, but I hope to be asked about it at some point again to have a similar streak. And, you know how I like to take care of the football and be efficient for my team. So it's frustrating to turn the ball over and just got to start a new streak.
And what's it going to take to get this running game going again, like you know you can get it going, like it has been in the past?
I think it's going to take being more efficient in the passing game and challenging some people down the field a little bit more. As we saw in 2011, it was almost the reverse. We had a lot of too high man coverages because we weren't running very efficiently. This year, you know, going into last week, we're number three in the NFL in rushing, and they kind of stacked the box and played one-on-one outside, and we didn't complete it outside the numbers very well. So I think it's going to take us, you know, making some plays on outside the numbers to kind of soften things up a little bit for us.
What do you see from the Chargers defense?
It's good defense. You know, they're good up front. They got a couple good young linebackers and good on the back end. Some veteran leadership on the back end with Weddle and Flowers. You know, it's a good defense that understands timing. They have a good scheme, multiple packages and different blitzes they like to go to. But it's a good defense. It's going to be a good test for it.
After Sunday's game, you talked about the run that Johnson picked off. He made a pretty good play, but you said if he had maybe gone the long guy, he might have started his back pedal. And that got me to thinking, besides checking out a defense, a post defense, how much time do you have to spend every week figuring out how you can get guys to move around?
A little bit. I mean, it's something that's on my mind, and it's part of what we do. So you have to be smart about the snap count and how much you're using a quick count, a kind of a medium count, a long count. But, yeah, you know, it's part of our game. People are thinking about it, talking about it, using air horns and different things, and we'll keep on using it as much as we can.
And it's part of your team, though, too. You got to get your guys to shift and get in that rhythm to make them move to places.
Yeah, for sure. I think we need to play a little faster this week and, you know, get the ball back to line of scrimmage and get set a little quicker and pick up the tempo a little bit more. We've been kind of crawling a little bit. We got to get our plays up to 65-70 again.
Nice to see Adams out there getting some work. And how much can he really jumpstart this offense and help you guys out this week?
Well, it depends on his status. I don't know what his status will be, but he would definitely definitely add another dimension with his ability to get open outside the numbers.
Rivers continues to be productive. How well do you know him, and what do you think of all the stuff that he does pre-snap? Pretty interesting.
Yeah, Phil's got a lot of kids, so he doesn't have a whole lot of time on his hands. But we were both members of the same golf course, I believe. I don't think I ever saw him out there once. And, you know, I like to play a lot of golf. But I've got a lot of respect for Philip. He got drafted a year before I did. He'd been playing at a high level for a long time. He does it, you know, in a lot of different ways. He's got excellent timing, got great anticipation, great touch on his ball, moves subtly really well in the pocket. And, you know, he understands the game. The game's obviously slow for him. He's making a lot of checks in line of scrimmage, getting his team in really good plays, and he's a great player.
What's been the key to your bounce back performances over the years?
Just my general performances, probably. Yeah, I mean, you know, you set the bar high and you have a little low one, and you usually get back up to the bar.
The double teams with Randall are something you guys have seen a lot over the years. Is there anything that you can draw from on previous experiences of ways to maybe generate some more space for him?
It just depends. You know, we like to move him around a little bit. Some motion can help with that stuff. Different alignments at the line of scrimmage can help. But, you know, if that happens and teams want to do that, you got to win at the other spots. We saw it with Jordy for years, with Greg Jennings, with JerMichael at times when he was rolling. You know, you have to, other guys got to step up and make plays. And then when you get those one-on-one opportunities, when they either bring an extra guy in pressure or spy it myself, if I'm running a little bit, then you got to win those matchups.
After the turnovers, does it change your mood or your preparation going into this week?
No, I don't think so. I mean, there's going to be games like that every year. Hopefully not that many. You just try and keep on doing the same stuff and not get too high or low every week. Realize your preparation's gotten you to this point. The routine has worked, obviously, for years. Stick to it, and yeah, that's the toughest part. It's a week between games. You just can't wait to get back out there.